this is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yum.
Hello, thank you for inviting me again.
And on the program today, we're going to talk about aromatherapy, which I'm sure many of you listeners must be familiar with. But people commonly think that aromatherapy refers to anything that smells good, like scented candles, potpourri, and perfumes. And I'm sure that there's more to it than that. What do you think, Dr. Lydia?
Well, smell, like the sound, is a very sensorial, have a very sensorial effect. And the world around us are smells. Sometimes stink, sometimes very enjoyable, aromatic. And the more we polluting this world, the more it stink, and the more flowers do we have, the more it's aromatic. In compensation, our perfumery industry is growing up. The more we have pollution, the less natural smell we have in our world, the more artificial smells we need in our life. Because without the smell, our mood is really going down. So when we didn't realize actually how important the smell is. Like people who are who lost the senses of smell, mostly it's people who are smoking badly. Then they, when they're cleaning up their senses and they're restoring these qualities, they're enjoying the food very much. I met quite a lot of people. People in my workshop of conscious eating, they also saying, since I stopped smoking, the food have absolutely different qualities for me. And if we are able to receive the aroma, we are reacting, our body, our mind, our emotions reacting towards it and have a therapeutic effect. But it is a particular direction of a particular oils, essential oils, which have a very deep and strong effect on the health matter.
And these oils are coming from flowers?
These oils are coming from the flowers, from the leaves also.
Also from leaves?
Only from leaves.
Ah, okay.
And some of them even from the wood, from the stalk. So the oils, or even from the fruits, like for example lemon oil.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon oil, we will start from the example, yes? Lemon oil, which are a lot in Malta, lemon oil have a very good antiseptic effect. So when people making the salad, I really recommend it to spring, just to squeeze the lemon skin and to spring this oil around.
Okay.
It's a mixture.
Called lemon oil.
It's a mixture of the juice of the skin and the oil, which have a very, very good antiseptic effect. So during the Second World War, I know some people, even in Malta, they was telling me, I was treating my injury with the lemon oil. Also, lemon oil have a very strong stimulative effect for the mental activity, like for student, people who have a mental work, they need to concentrate their mind, or they feel tired quickly. So I will recommend to use the lemon oil around in a burner or even as a perfume on their clothes. I won't recommend to put aroma oil on the skin. So, as you said, Margaret, aromatherapy is a very effective. No, it's not just about the smell. It's about the healing. And it's working through the thalamic part of our brain.
Now, a long time ago, and I'm really taking you way back in time, in fact, from 40 to 90 AD, there was this Greek man who really was a physician, a botanist, a pharmacologist, and his name was Pedanius Dioscorides. And between 50 to 70 AD, he wrote this book called De Materia Medica, a 5-volume encyclopedia about herbal medicine. and related medicinal substances. Now, Dioscorides talked about aromatherapy and how these essential oils have been employed as medicine. After the Arab Abu Ali al-Tusayn ibn Allah ibn Sina, also known as Avicenna, who wrote the Canon of Medicine, and he isolated essential oils using steam distillation. And the whole medical concept arrived in Europe centuries later, during the early 20th century. Imagine how much later. Incredible. Jean Valnet, a French surgeon, pioneered using essential oils as antiseptics in the treatment of wounded soldiers during the Second World War. In fact, you have just mentioned this, Lydia. So, you know, all that time ago, and they had already discovered it, and it came to us so much later.
Yes, as you know, Margaret, we discussed about it. We are passing through the Renaissance of the art of healing, because we have a medicine. We study medicine. Yes, I studied 7 years at medical university. But we study just one direction of medicine. We didn't get the art of medicine. This is the art of healing, and the aromatherapy is amazingly creative department of this healing practice. Actually, aroma oils, the same like the sound, have different frequencies, and the specialist using the term the tone. So they're talking about the low tone of aroma oil, but have a basic smell, aroma, medium tone, high tone, very light. Like, for example, if I will speak about common names, we will speak about the juniper oil or vetiver oil as a low tones, and high frequencies like neroli, patchouli oil. Neroli came from Princess Neroli. It's a pomegranate flowers oil, and she was the first one who was using pomegranate flower for the perfumery. It's bringing the nice mood, especially for women. It's bringing the lightness into the emotions. If we will mention children and old people, they really like the smell of tangerines or sweet oranges, because it's bringing a lot of optimistic senses, optimistic frequencies. And if you have an old person in the family who are a bit miserable, a bit grumbling, or children, young children who are crying and who have this tendency to be in fear easier, so I will suggest to use the burner with the tangerine oil or sweet orange.
It's good to buy the burner.
Yes. Just keep it in a place where it's not dangerous for children or the animals.
Now, can aromatherapy cure ailments directly?
Sure. You mentioned just antiseptic effect used by the surgeons during the Second World War, and I'm sure much before, like in ancient Egypt, or, as you know, people who are going to Asia, to India, Thailand. Thailand is just amazing place for the qualities of aromatherapy. It has many, many honest companies around the world who are seriously working on this industry of aromatherapy. And the real essential oil have a deep therapeutic effect on for the mental problems, for the emotional problems, and even it can balance the hormones, like, for example, ylang-ylang for women, especially in a menopause period and in a irregulative period. If we will speak about the curing of some disease, I can mention the lavender oil. If it's real oil, lavender oil, it's regulating the blood pressure. For people who have a high blood pressure, the lavender oil is very, very good. We can use it as well as a perfume. We can use it just on the pillowcase. We can use it in a burner. And if it's pure oil, it's possible to use it even internal. But about that, we need to be very careful. And it's better if the people will go to the specialist to know the doses, to know the state, and to know the reaction. Because people can have a reaction, allergy towards some aroma oils, and the result can be quite serious. It can provoke some asthma reaction, or it can bring a very strong allergy on the skin. So you need to be very careful, because this is a medicine. The more effective medicine, the more it has to be done precisely and carefully.
Mm-hmm. In fact, you mentioned it being used for mental problems. And I came across this information, this Dr. Birkmeyer, he received his BA from Princeton University and his MD from the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Columbia University. And he completed his psychiatry residency at the University of New Mexico. Well, there's a lot of information about this man. And this man says, I use essential oils for specific effects, such as enhancing mood or alleviating anxiety or insomnia, as well as to counteract certain side effects of medications. The clients regain a sense of resilience and improved coping skills with regard to their symptoms and life stresses. This allows clients to shift from being symptom-focused to being strengths-based or recovery-oriented. Interesting, eh? Very interesting.
Yes, we have in our brain, we have a cortex and neocortex. So the essential oils are working some of different tones, different aspect, different smells, different aromatic levels, bringing have a stimulative effect for the different areas of the brain. And working through the thalamic area, as I said before, and then spread it to the organs. So what happened is, because the brain is regulating the function of our body, it's sort of our leader, and synchronizing the processes, physiological processes, psychological processes. So the aroma oils working with the boss, so it's working with the leader, and regulating something in our brains. These impulses send it to the particular organs or system, and the brain actually regulating it. It's not always the aroma oil. It's also if we're applying directly to some particular area, as we mentioned before, Margaret, it have an antiseptic effect or it have a healing effect. Some oil is improving the process of epithelialization. But most aroma oil, through the smell, working with the brain, so in particular with the neocortex, and some of them even with the cortex, much deeper structure of the brain. And yes, of course, because of that, the physiological process on regulation, and it's giving the positive effect, beneficial healing effect for the patients.
I was also surprised to find this, that research studies show that essential oils show positive effects for a variety of health concerns, including infections, we spoke of that, pain, including childbirth, I was shocked at that, anxiety, depression, okay, we've mentioned, premenstrual syndrome, I mean, if it can help childbirth, I can imagine that it can help premenstrual syndrome, nausea, but tumors? Can this be possible, Dr. Mm-hmm. Lydia?
Look, in my practice, it was the situations when somebody was in the process to develop the tumor, and we just was using antifungal oil. We was using oil from Indonesia. It's actually have a bouquet of the oils, aroma oils, and the tumor was dissolved. So it was in about 10 days, 2 weeks, process of degradation of the tumor was just seeing by the eyes, by not even the specialist, and then it just disappeared. So the potency of this therapy is very, very high. You mentioned about the birth. I want to make like a precaution. The aroma oils have to be very, very cautiously used by pregnant women because it can provoke the early birthing or it can provoke the miscarriages.
That's why.
Yes, and one of the side effects of aroma oil is the this condition. So the pregnant women have to be very careful with the oil.
This is Margaret Arjous on Campus FM, and you're listening to Sukiyam with our resident guest, Dr. Lidia Ukaneva. And today we're discussing the effects of aromatherapy.
Now, we know that the market for essential oils is dominated by the food, perfume, cosmetics and pharmaceutical industries. How can we make sure that they are pure?
No, first of all, of course, need to find the company, need to read about the companies. And in our days, some company to register the purity of the oil have to go through the process of certifications. So the certifications have to be there and the particular sign on the oil have to be there. But honestly to say, it is always the ways for some companies to escape this process, yes. And people, when they like the smell, they don't really much. If you are not a specialist. So people like the smell. This is why we have artificial smells, the perfumery, it's a first attractive area on our departure, yes, in the airport. So duty-free department of a perfume, and it's thousands of different smells. People love it, but they're all artificial, so we have to remember that.
Okay.
What is the result of artificial smell? First of all, it is a very low therapeutic effect. Even sometimes it's causing the allergic effect and provoking the asthma.
It's true.
Secondly, because it's not natural, so need to be very careful to apply on the skin. Many people, especially women, I know, using perfume direct around the ears and the neck area. So need to be careful with that because the absorption of this, I don't know what is the ingredients.
Chemicals
most of the time, creating a lot of toxicity in the body and overwhelming us.
Now, in 1652, English herbalist Nicholas Culpeper wrote about rosemary, and he said, helps a weak memory and quickens the senses. But not many doctors use essential oils. Why is it so?
About why the doctors not using it, it's, the answer is very quickly. The medical university is not offering the courses of aromatherapy. So I passed through this course much later, and because I was working as a psychiatrist, and I saw the effect of it was just the beginning of development. It was beginning of 1990. So I just saw the effect, and my grandmother was a herbalist, so I know a bit about that. So then I found this the world of aromas. Before, we are very ignorant, so we have a very narrow education, medical education, unfortunately. About rosemary, Margaret, it's very, very big blessing for your country as well, the second after the lemon. Because rosemary in Mediterranean culture is associated with each other. And rosemary do not have only mental positive effect. It also have a strong antibacterial effect. You can use rosemary as an infusion or added to your tea. And you can use it just small piece of rosemary branch under your pillow so your sleep will be deeper. If you need to clean the area from the bacteria, you also can use rosemary. The aroma oil of rosemary have a strong antiseptic and antiviral effect. It's balancing the mood, absolutely true. And in your culture, people using it for different dishes, like with the potato, roasted potato, etc. When we're cooking rosemary, of course, all the oil disappear. And if you're keeping rosemary dry at home in your kitchen, make sure the packet or the container will be closed properly, because the oil, the essential part, the healing part, will disappear.
Very interesting. Now, this Dr. Birkmeier also says that the field of psychiatry acts reserved and skeptical when it comes to aromatherapy. I guess, Dr. Lydia, like the rest of the medical profession. What do you say to that?
I'm not the one who will criticize our modern medicine, but I see it is a time of integration. We need to have a complementary, to develop the complementary way to complement each other. It's more and more medical doctors, like for example me, medical bioeducation, who are working in the holistic field, using the knowledge what we get from the conventional medicine, and integrating it with the ancient traditions, ancient knowledge, what have a huge potency and what is already have a proven scientific background. So we are thinking sometimes it's too simple, the food, the natural substances, the herbs or the aroma or the acupuncture or even different forms of massages. Like the professional ignorance has not allowed us sometimes to open our eyes and to open our mind for that knowledge, because just it is no training. So I believe the time is coming when a new generations of a new medical specialist will be much more equipped on a natural way, because a natural way is always have a less side effect on people and much more pleasurable, yes?
So can aromatherapy help with relationships and communication?
Definitely. If we're talking about the intimate relationships. Some aroma oils are stimulating our libido and also bringing the effect of synchronizations in a couple relationship, like what, like ylang ylang oil would have a soft aphrodisiacal effect, like even the lemon oil, rose oil, rose absolute oil, jasmine oil. If we're talking about the communication, I can tell you I was experimenting for the staff meeting and for the...
So these oils, you always put them in the burner, or do you apply them on yourself?
You need to use it to aromatize the space in the burner. You also can use it on the clothes, and some oil you can use on your hair, on your... body, but diluted. Never.
Always diluted.
Most of them have to. Yes.
By a basic oil.
We have to see the concentration of the oil. So the oils have a different level of dilution. Usually for the basic oil, people using the almond oil or grapeseed oil. Mm-hmm. For the communication, I have this experiment. I was burning the rose absolute, and the business meeting was so friendly, so lovely. So it's really synchronized the atmosphere. And I would suggest in the evening when the family...
So for board meetings,
burn
your rose oil.
Yes, even for the family meetings, you know, it's bringing this atmosphere without us being conscious. We're becoming to be more easier. The ego is more settled. And we are not fighting for our rightness. We are more care about our loveliness, about our happiness. So some oils are very influential.
Make us more caring.
More caring and more calm. You know, the calm mm-hmm. mind can manage many different problems, but the hot mind is unmanageable. So the oils are influencing our behavior. As you know, when we're passing through some areas on the street that have a bad smell, it's reflecting on the faces of people straight away. Yes, it's mm-hmm. changing. When we're long time under these influences of bad smell, we feel not good because it's vibrational frequencies. And in contrary, when we're smelling some nice flower, people are smiling. The faces are relaxing, releasing the tension. And this is exactly what is happening inside of us. So to discuss with the skeptics about the effect of aromatherapy is just nonsense, because the effect is already on the faces.
Mm-hmm. But I think what happened to us is that all of a sudden these oils are so very much everywhere. We're surrounded by them so much that maybe they have lost their impact on us.
Need, as I said before, we need to use everything consciously. So we need to see how natural it is. Because some oil is just for the space of our house.
How can you check how natural and how pure it is?
Well, first of all, by practice. Because we can smell, and if you have already this experience, so you know these nuances of the smell. Secondly, the certification.
Okay.
And thirdly, you can burn the oil and you can see how easy it's burning. So,
you mean how quickly it's burning?
No, it's a different flame when the natural oil is burning or the synthetic oil is burning. So it's a natural different flame of the fire. So you also can check about that. I want to say in the end, like the aromatherapy is useful at home, and it's good. People start to pay more and more interest, and it's easy to buy the aroma oils. But it always need to be supported by the knowledge. So it now is a lot of books about aromatherapy, and I think every woman, I know in Malta some courses before marriage, so the couple is passing through the courses, how to live the marriage life.
Yes.
I think for young women, it is important to know how to keep the health of the family just by simple few bottles of aroma oils and how to use it. And I think this is basic knowledge of self-help and sustainability. This is where we're going to be sustainable, to be more aware about ourselves, and to keep the responsibility for your health in your own hands.
How very interesting, Dr. Lydia. So, what are we going to talk about in our next program?
The last phrase, what I will also suggest, now the cold period, the cold season is coming, and I will suggest to burn at home and to buy the eucalyptus oil, what is cleaning the air of the houses and preventing the cold and preventing the throat infections. So, use it at home. So the next program, I think it's a time to speak about the water, the healing water effect.
Okay. I just hope that you have started to enjoy this journey of well-being and that you'll join us again for another program, Sukhiyam. And I leave you with this thought. The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease.